Today FM's Roving Sam.
You know what, I'm going to say it. I've been wrapped with having Snooze as our sponsor, Sam.
You've been in such a good mood as well.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm getting a decent night's sleep now.
And they can help take out the stress from having to guess what type of bed best suits your needs.
Oh, and how many times do I have to say it? I like it when I don't have to think.
The great thing about Snooze is that they sell a wide range of quality mattresses, bases and headboards.
You said headboards.
How old are you?
Emotionally or physically?
Let's roll the podcast.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Guys, it's 11:15. We've been doing so much work.
The first thing we did was at 5 a.m. this morning. We spoke to Sully, who you'll hear tomorrow on the show, unless it gets cut, Jamie.
No, it'll be in.
And
will it, Jamie?
Nah, I'll put it in.
And right now,
figure out whose side you're on.
Let me tell you right now, it is the 14th?
Yes.
The 14th. Of
September 2016.
It is 11:15 in the morning, East Coast, normal time.
Yeah.
Just remember, guys,
EST.
Just remember right now, where were you? Because something just happened.
Do you remember where
you don't
were?
Know yet. You don't know yet. You're the chitty chatters, and more than anyone on this planet, we want you to know.
They're too smart. They're just good people. Because they're just like, let's cut the BS, let's hear the real chat, which is why you have the chitty chat.
A big shout out to Fern Party.
Fern Party up in here.
Posting a photo of us doing our hide and seek challenge, saying like this if you want the chitty chat longer.
Hey,
what a great idea. That's a nice little something to do.
And you know what? I also noticed someone tweeted saying, hey, I did a Tinder surprise story. Where can I hear my...
Oh, yeah. And I said on the podcast and they said
nah.
That was a muffled one.
It wasn't a beep.
That was a
muffled
beep.
People know exactly what you said if I didn't just beep it.
Well, even if people beep it, they know what I said. People are smart, especially the chitty chatters.
Good point.
Young kids aren't downloading podcasts, Jamie. That's the thing.
You don't know that.
That could be in the car. Kids in cars.
Kids in cars.
Kids in cars.
Kids in podcasts.
You don't listen.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
We're missing the point, guys. Something just happened. It's pretty monumental.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
It will be on the show.
It will.
Eventually.
We're not allowed to talk about it yet. And it will be probably not for like 2 weeks because we're about to go on a break, which we're probably not allowed to tell you either, but there you go.
I guess that we just had.
We're having a week off. Are you ready? I'm looking forward to having a week off and everybody starting rumours that something's wrong with us. That'll happen.
What? Everyone's having a week off.
Doesn't matter, but it's us, Sam. So therefore, it means...
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Yeah, there's always some bullshit story about us, something going wrong and something this, something that. Mate, up your asses, the damn lot of you.
There's rumours, they're like, they're going to go to...
I got a thing. Got a little thing.
Great dance,
makes
right?
Makes me want to sing because I got my little thing. 2 weeks time.
Yeah, people.
Are ready? Chitty chatters. When you hear this go to air, because it will go air into the main show, when you hear me do my little song, I got a thing. I got to remember that.
Yeah.
Got to write down my do a thing song. That's how you know this is the bit that just happened at 11:15.
Oh, I'm
on your Wednesday the 14th. I'm hot and sweaty. We're not even done yet.
I dropped
a long day ahead.
F-bomb in the pre-record. I got daggers. And I'm like, mate, it's pre-record. You can do whatever
you
like.
You did, though. That was funny. Oh, I think I broke my pen when I threw it down.
What else do we want to talk about today?
I did. It's my coloured one that Cody got me.
Mine broke too.
Cody Lee.
Cody Lee. L-E-I-G-H.
Yeah. Hey, here's a random thing.
I've got nothing for today.
Here's a random thing.
Shoot.
Boys' toilets, disgusting. Jamie, concur.
Yes.
Today,
spotless.
What's happened today?
They've put new deodorizers in the urinals.
Oh.
I was noticing the last week or so, they were starting to look a little bit moldy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you have stuff that goes in the bath, I automatically think bath toys, but also like sometimes your loofahs, like your stuff on a stick.
Yep.
If you leave it for too long, they get a bit of that sort of moldy edge to it. Mm. This is what had been happening to these little deodorizer things.
Copy that.
They're getting a little bit of darkness around the rim, and I mean, our toilets are filthy. Don't get me started. And I think I know exactly who it is. There's two people that I have a target on coming here and dumping their wares in this building. Have some decency. But today I walked in just going, something feels fresh. Something smells anew. And I've looked in and well, new purple mats to catch the disgusting liquid. The piss. It's a new piss.
I've just written on my hand, carpet deodorizer. I need to buy it from the shops when I leave.
Do you believe that it works?
Well, I've got a house inspection, so just to give a little spray. Like, it's absolutely fine, but you want it to smell fresh.
How clean do you have to make a place for a house inspection?
I don't know. My house is pretty clean. The carpets are foul, but the carpets are foul just because they're just shit rental carpets.
Yeah, right.
And the person across the road in unit next to me.
Miscellaneous.
Said, mate, I had the same carpets. Actually, she's an old lady. She goes, I had the same carpets. They're filthy.
Meaning she didn't say mate. Is that what that means? She's not a dear.
Mate? She's like, mate, I'll show the carpets are disgusting. They're stained. They smell. They just hold smell. They're like shit rental carpet.
Rugs.
And she said, you know what I did? I said, I'm not living in these conditions. Change them.
What?
So they did.
You know? Oh, she said that.
Yeah, they changed it to floorboards, like just the shitty floorboards, you know, the pretend
the
ones.
Ones.
Hey, I ain't complaining. And my carpet's shit. And
I'm hang on, they're going to do that or they have done that?
They've done it for Unit 2, who's the same owner,
we just named names.
Oh, God.
Ah! It's fine.
Doesn't matter.
Does it?
Unit 2? Could be anywhere.
Lots of places
Stop
have a unit.
About it.
A lot of people have a Unit 2.
Mate, Sydney's
have we just
units.
Beeped all those numbers? I don't know. We'll find out later. All to be revealed. Right.
I haven't been listening to the podcast, to be honest.
Rugs. Rugs are always good. Rugs are always good.
Get a rug.
Yeah, get a rug. Yeah. High traffic area. We're using that at the moment.
Copy.
Just saying. Because I live in the place across from you, Sam. Oh, boy. It was delirium. It was like, it's like we go through this 12 stages of grief during a show.
That's probably one of the funniest yet most accurate thing.
You go through acceptance, denial, regret, anger. It comes back around. It was a long day.
Right.
Like, seriously,
it's
we kicked things off
4:45.
6 hours ago, and we're still going. So to people who probably work a straight 8 hour day, but this is just the talking bit. Yeah. When we still have another thing to do after this that's more talking.
Yeah.
And then we head into the fun meeting stuff.
So, oh, we don't have time. I got shit to do.
She got shit to do.
I got to get abs to get cut out.
Get your little bicep back, Missy.
Yeah, guys, I'm going back to the gym.
I like your little gunny guns.
Yeah, I'm working out. Because remember the surgery thing? And I was like, ugh, I'm fat and disgusting. Oh, where? I can't work out. Guys, I can work out and I'm nailing it.
Boom, bada, boom, bada, boom, bada, boom.
I said, just a little fun thing that my boyfriend and I do. I sent him like just a little picky, you know, just in my gym clothes, but without my top. Like, as in with my sports bra. Sports bra.
Okay.
Like, lots of scangers do it on the internet. Like, they post.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they post, like, their sports bras and the things. I did that, but I just sent it to my boyfriend. And then I go to the gym with my, like, Harley Davidson's T-shirt and then just go, no one look at me with my cap. Shut up.
It's not even me.
Looking at me. Shut up.
Fuck, I'll smash you.
Stop judging me.
I'll smash you.
I can't lift much weight. Guys, I'm working out. But I'm pretty happy.
Sam was showing me, because I'm still an old man at heart.
Yeah.
Not at heart, in physical and mental form. I'm an old man at heart, but I'm in the body of a 2-year-old. I was asking Sam how to add a pic. Ooh, smoke it. Where's that background?
It's my house. It's in a mirror.
Oh, man. Looks like you're in a bloody professional shoot, mate.
No.
She's rocking that top.
Rocking the top.
But Sam, there's a little selfie or mirror pic I'm looking at on Sam's phone.
That's
but
just
today, Sam was showing me how to add a photo that's already on your phone to your Instagram story. Unlike Snapchat, you can upload photos. Snapchat lifts your game. You're probably too busy dreaming about Miranda Kerr every bloody day to do your job, boss man. Do it.
Yeah.
Message ends. So then Sam's showing me, okay, here's how you do it. So then it's the slide down thing at the top.
Yep.
Very Snapchatty. No wonder they're mad. And I didn't know that. And to show me, to demonstrate, Sam had to do it. But before she did, she said, look, I just need to let you know, you're about to see a whole roll of mirror selfies. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. It's a thing I did for Sasha. You need to know. Backstory. Slid down. Looking good, mate. Looking good.
Well, it's good that you're doing it at home and not the gym, because you know the chicks that just rock at the gym, just take selfies and go. Like, they didn't even work out.
I don't go to the gym.
I do it for my boyfriend, just as a little, you know, just to see my progress, to see how it's going, just to spice it up.
Of course, you're doing long distance.
He's in meetings, guys. He wants to see his banging girlfriend so his eyes don't wander for people with bigger tits. Mate. Just because I cover it up when I'm out in public doesn't mean I cover it up in the bedroom. Hey, my brother. I just realized my brother listens to this podcast every single day.
Big shout out to my sister Julie and my nephew Ethan and my mum on occasion. Here's the significantly edited bit.
Rove and Sam.
Looking for love.
Yeah.
Luke McGregor is here. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. That intro makes me laugh every time. I don't know if it's in a good way, but
how has your week been?
Good.
A successful.
I'm gonna give it a solid 7 out of 10.
Good. 7 out of 10. Eight.
A successful week in love for you.
Lots of sex. lots of high fives.
High fives. You know what? Luke. As you are here, as you do every week, offering love advice and relationship help to anyone who might need it. 13 10 60. Let's get it started. We have Richie from The Bachelor coming up later on. Is there anything, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but, you know, he's got a new lady in his life. He has to still keep a secret for another, 48 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, what do you do? They're stuck. They're probably stuck in a hotel room somewhere, not able to see daylight.
Nah. What do you think?
If on the Bachelor, do any of the contestants have sex with the
not here in America? That
I've got my hand raised. Luke,
sorry, Sam.
How do you think? Sorry, I'm hijacking this question.
I'm so ready for this. Go for it.
What's your advice for the lady that Richie chooses, knowing that he's passed the entire cast, probably crew members too, of The Bachelor?
Is she a germaphobe, or because if she's not, I guess
you find out.
Does that mean after they've done all the ceremony and stuff, that's the first time they sleep together? Is it after that?
I would think so.
Yeah, mate, you get it on like Donkey Kong.
Is that a lot of pressure on that first post show, I think
Sam is about to offer some relationship advice, maybe.
Guys, just hop on the good foot and do the bad thing. Okay? Right. We couldn't even make it to crew drinks. We're just like, let's quickly do it.
You were the same at the rap party for Utopia, weren't you, Luke?
Every rap party always makes sure I have a sex run out.
Well, look, Luke is here, guys, as he does every week, to offer some relationship advice, love help. He is our expert, our resident guru. So 13, 10, 60, if you are looking for love, Luke McGregor is here to help. We'll get to your calls when we come back. But if you are looking for help today, we've got tickets to Bridget Jones's Baby. The soundtrack is out September 16. Oh, no, we got the album. Right, the Bridget Jones album.
Oh, I thought it was for the movie.
Out September 16, featuring the hit single from Ellie Goulding, Still Falling For You.
I'm still following.
And we have
a
one date night prize to be given away to the best caller. Oh, great. Let's do that. Should have read this in advance. Too busy.
We've got 15 pieces of paper with all these different things on it.
Don't count this one. I'll do a proper one. I'll have a read of what we're actually. We have, guys, we have something for you involving Bridget Jones. A soundtrack, and maybe going somewhere.
Rove and I will act out Bridget Jones's movie at a location of your choice.
That's
the price.
Rove and Sam.
Guys, big announcement. I've read what I was meant to do. You ready for this, Luke?
True.
And everybody who's calling in now, take a moment. We have, for the best call today, two gold class tickets to see Bridget Jones's Baby. You go out for dinner. You get a night's accommodation in the CBD to get it on, plus the Bridget Jones Baby soundtrack valued at $20. So that's September 16, featuring the hit single from Ellie Goulding, Still Falling Into You. That's the one.
What a great read.
Nailed it.
There we go.
But this is what we're doing right now.
Looking for love.
That's exactly
right. Still good
right.
for you. Still good for you too, Luke. All right, we got Kayla from Quakers Hill. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, how are you looking for love? Kayla, how can we help you?
Well, I have a beautiful boyfriend of 5 years, and he's a really big gamer. So, like, obviously, I want to take interest in his hobby, and I really like gaming too. And there's this one game that we play, and he always beats me. He's like, "Look, you know, competition is not fun. I don't want to play with you anymore."
Oh, what's the game?
Good question.
How do I win him over? It was Mortal Kombat. I mean, oh. I can just do one move repetitively.
Sure.
Mate, Mortal Kombat's brilliant.
Is it Scorpion throwing the spear? That's the only one I can do.
Oh, he usually plays as the character that puts you in a bubble, and he keeps putting me in a bubble, and then the second I fall down, he shoots me or like hits me.
Sounds like a metaphor,
so
Luke.
Is the Mortal Kombat affecting your sex life? Is that?
Well, maybe.
Because I mean, I can give you some Mortal Kombat combat tips. Mm-hmm. But is it affecting the bedroom? There are a lot of different.
Like it's tap left special, twice, hit the red button, up, finish him.
Exactly.
That type of thing.
Is there special moves or fatalities you can bring to the bedroom? We don't have fatality because they die, but special moves. Can you do? Yeah, I don't know if you could do some. You could do the same combination you do with your thumbs on the control pad with the special move, you know, but do it on his private bits. I'm not really sure how to help.
Sarah Maroubra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Now, what would you like Luke McGregor to help you with?
Well, the problem is that my partner and I will be, you know, trying to get some bit of quality time. And our son keeps wanting to share the bed with. And then sometimes you'll find him in the middle of the night. He's just you look down and there he is with his little eyes looking up at you. And it just gets a bit sort of, you can't do it. You don't want to be a bad mum, but do it.
Okay. Full disclosure, I have had sex with a cat in the room and I feel it has been judging me. I can't imagine a child.
Let the record show Rove had sex with a cat. two options. Adoption or use the time proactively and start doing sex ed now.
This is how you arrived here.
Rick in Liverpool, finishing things up. What would you like Luke McGregor to help you out with?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very
good.
Well, Rick.
Okay, the issue I have, I've been seeing this smoking hot chick for a couple of weeks now, and she wants to take it to the next level, to the bedroom pretty much. And I don't know how to break it to her that I have an STD. Just wondering what your advice would be.
Which one is it? Is it okay to ask?
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know, Luke.
So many options.
Sooner rather than later is the best bit.
Sure.
Depending on which one it is, I don't know whether you can. Like it's hard, I guess, because I don't know. I just have to say, full precautions is just, you know, tell her, then cover yourself in glad wrap. Just do your best, I guess. That's tough.
There we go.
But you made the right choice to tell her beforehand, I think.
Good call. Thank you, Luke. Well, Rick, I hope that's very, very helpful. Look, I'm going to say we should give.
Can we give them
all?
No, we've only got one.
Was it Sarah who had her kid in the room?
Yes, Sarah from Maroubra.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, look, we'll help you out. We'll get you out of the house. Right? Have a night out in the city. Have a night out on us. Dinner, gold class Bridget Jones. Listening to the soundtrack. I'm sure it's very sexy. Just don't bring the kid, okay?
Okay.
You can have some sexy time yourself.
Our Bridget Jones pack is yours. There you go.
Thanks, Luke.
That'll help. Oh, no worries. And thank you, Luke. There you go. Luke organised this. He wrote it down. I couldn't read his handwriting.
I paid for all of it.
It's my bad. My bad. Luke McGregor, thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to mention? You got stuff happening. We've got TV shows coming up soon.
Yeah, Rose Haven comes out October 12th at 9 p.m.
I'm excited.
October 12th, 9 p.m. Guys, write
noted.
It down.
Thank you very much, as always, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We
for
love
guys.
You so
it.
Much, Luke.
Rose and Sam.
Let me ask a question. Yeah. Now, if there was a website, which there is, and I said to you, hey, you can go travel around the world paid for by a rich dude. Here's the catch, though. You got to hang out with him for the whole trip. Would you do it?
don't like it whatsoever. So it's called Miss Travel.
Uh-huh.
And it's connecting women with men who can afford to take them around the world.
That's it.
Critics are saying that it's nothing more than a front for an escort service. I could not agree more. You're basically being an escort.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are,
you're hanging out with a rich dude. He's like a sugar daddy. He's like,
exactly.
I'll pick up the tab. That's all you got to do.
What? Not what?
You just got to hang out with him.
Yeah, but he's paying for you.
Great. Like if we go out for lunch, I'll pay for your lunch. That's
no,
it.
I'll pay for your lunch myself. Mate. Thank you very much.
Good. Can we go out for lunch?
Yeah. Okay. Let's
Guys,
go.
No. On topic. On topic.
No,
so there's a website called Miss Travel. It claims to connect women with men who can afford to take them all around the world. But of course, the catch is, who is this guy? Is a creepy guy? What if he's got bad breath?
So.
Do you want to hang out with him?
You can't do this. You cannot put yourself out there and say, hey, rich dudes, hey, I'll do whatever you want. I just want a free business class trip to wherever. No, it's an escort service.
Around the world. Now, there's one woman. Her name is Sarah. She's a 44-year-old mother of two. She has been used this multiple times. And she says, rather than going to a bar, then meeting someone and actually seeing if you like traveling, boom, you've already got someone. And there's many, many, many options.
And she says, in my experience, men love taking care of women.
The bloke spent 20 grand, 20 grand to send her around the world with him.
And guess what, Sarah? You're an escort.
She doesn't have to like touch his balls or anything.
Ball dust. What? Mate, you're telling me that he's going to fly her overseas and go... there's nothing in this for me. I just want to pay for your trip.
Yes. Maybe he's just a sad old bugger who just is rich, but no one wants to hang out with him. Okay, maybe he's got bad breath. Yeah, maybe he breathes too much when he chews his food.
No.
He's got a weird clicking sound. It's whatever
weird.
It is. He can't find a date. All you got to do is like, hey, will you come with me? Will you just come with me as I travel
it's
the world?
Not
yes, I will, old man. I'll do it. I'll bloody go. You going? Right. You in?
No.
I'm not going to touch him.
I'd rather go camping by myself in this Sydney storms.
Mate, you've missed the point of this.
No, I haven't
you've
at
missed
all.
The point
I'm
of this.
Some filthy old dude isn't going to pay for my trip. I'll pay for it myself.
So you're not going to go out for lunch with your own granddad or something? He's an old dude.
If my granddad... Actually, I can't even say that. No.
Someone must, surely. Ladies of Sydney.
No.
131060.
Escorts of Sydney, give us a call. 131060.
In fairness, let's try this.
Yeah,
Would you be part of this idea, this website that says, and no, there's no guarantee. I want to make it very clear. They're not saying you have to do anything more than filthy Sam Frost would be suggesting.
Oh, cut.
A rich dude that takes you around the world and pays for everything. 131060,
so
would you be in for that?
Roben Sam.
Kate and Glebe, good morning. Sorry, I'm a little bit fired up this morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
very
Kate,
well.
Would you go on this website?
No. What if he's a murderer?
Exactly. What if he's a serial killer? What if he's...
Well, I think they'll track him down. They know how to find him.
Hey, okay.
But imagine, Kate, imagine you've travelled half the world. You got to see the pyramids. You got to eat... looking at the Eiffel Tower before it happened, though. What a way to go.
And every time you look at those photos, you know that a filthy man has paid for them instead of working hard and paying for it yourself.
God, the poor men on this website.
I don't care what men are on this site.
Hey, Lucy,
I'll burn all of them.
Lucy, why do you think it's nice to travel the world with a generous man?
Piss off.
It'd be awesome fun.
Thank you, Lucy.
Things that you could never see, like a sugar daddy.
It is exactly a sugar daddy. That's my point. I don't think sugar daddies are okay.
Lucy, you and I will travel the world together. We'll see the sights. We'll come back.
You're married and
Sam can sit through our slideshow and she'll be like, oh, you got to do that. And we'll be like, yeah, because we're embracing life.
Oh, cut it out. I'll be doing like on the double deckers around Sydney, just being like, there's Bondi. Rachel in Maroubra, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very
good,
well.
Rachel.
Now, would you go on this site, Rachel?
I already have been on the site. For
oh, no, you haven't!
For how long,
yes,
sorry?
I have. 2 months.
And have you done any tours with dudes?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
I went to LA for a week and it was amazing. The guy, I checked him out. He had all his credentials. He's quite...
I don't care.
Like,
if I may, Rachel, how old was he?
He was in his 40s.
Oh, so just he's just
26.
Yeah, 26. So, Rachel, don't you think, doesn't it make you feel bad that this guy is looking, like, is paying for you when you can't, you know, you've got a, I don't know, did you hook up with him?
Well, I did because our connection was good. It wasn't about anything.
No, Rachel!
And?
No!
Just wait. There are, like, young people on the side as well. It's not about old men finding young
kids. Thank you.
Like,
Rachel, I don't care. Work hard.
And can I just say, the website says, like, you can have your own ticket and then someone else, you just meet them overseas. So it's kind of like dating, you know.
Oh. Hey, Rachel, are you still together? Do you still keep in touch? Do you still see each other?
We do keep in touch, but unfortunately our schedules never meet up to go again.
Rachel! But...
Yes.
Rachel!
Yes.
Damn it, now I've lost my train of thought because I was trying to really jump in. Now, I don't know how I feel
He's
about this.
He's an older man.
Amy Goggins, our newsreader, she's outside with her hands crossed, shaking her head. She's going, no, no, no. Rachel, don't you just want to work hard and then earn the trip yourself?
I do work hard. I do work hard.
And got a great trip
mom.
Out of it. Got a great
I
trip.
I am a
got a bit
mom
of nookie and didn't have to pay a cent.
Oh, yeah. Rachel, you seem lovely and you're very giggly and sweet, but you know what?
Do you want movie tickets?
No. Hey,
is that what we're saying?
No, she's getting free bloody trips.
Sorry,
she's fine.
I missed the point of this. Thanks, Rachel. Okay, so just checking, this isn't judge-free zone right now, Sam?
I'm judging,
okay,
guys.
Still
I'm
to
judging
come this
the
morning.
Ladies. I'm judging lovely Rachel, even though she sounds delightful. And she's like giggling along with me. No, sorry, Rachel, I don't think that's okay. What if he's a serial killer? Damn it, that's what I was going to ask.
Rogan Sam.
Oh, God, he's so close.
He's finally crossing the finish line, and that means this season star of The Bachelor, Richie Strawn, will finally reveal to us who won his heart. In the meantime, we'll find out how his experience on the show has been and whether, after dumping Olenna from the show, how quickly he went into witness protection to hide from her vodka-filled Ukrainian boxing father.
Richie!
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Tired? Very tired?
Yeah, well, it's like 5 in the morning over in Perth, so you guys have got me up early
right.
for this.
Of course. And you've got, two more sleeps to go? Well, really, tonight and then tomorrow night.
That's
it's
it.
A big finale. How are you feeling? Are you worried that you're going to screw it all up?
No, it's going to be fantastic. How can I screw it up? I've just got to fall in love. Easy.
Now, are you this close to the finish line? How are you really panicking about slipping up, saying the wrong thing, even the fact you're over in Perth? Everyone's like, WA, I get it.
No, not worried at all. It's been a very long couple of months, and every single person I run into asks me that question. So if I haven't trained myself yet, I'm not doing too good. So it's been easy, guys.
Sure. Now, what I didn't think of when we first spoke to you on the show is that you already had chosen whoever it is, but now having seen the show progress, have you been getting angry text messages so often about, you just said what to her and you kissed that one on the where?
Well, I only say two words, which is incredible and wow, so...
I mean, it must be so hard for your chosen lady to be watching you get a little kissy kiss. And I know, Rich, you and I spoke about, you know, how difficult Sash found it, and I just said to Sash, just don't watch it. Have you said to your lady, you might want to skip this ep?
Look, I haven't actually said that to her. It's one of those things. Look, I'm dating 25 women on national telly, you know. You're gonna kiss someone. So at the end of the day, you know, she absolutely understands, you know, what we're going through and everything that happened. So, you know, she's been really understanding about all of that, which has been sensational.
Mm. I'm hearing her. I'm hearing she. I know who it is. I know who it is. It's the lady.
I've given it away.
He's given it away. Now, what about you, mate? Are you happy with how you've come across on the show?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, come on, it's a good bit of fun. I mean, you only see something like 2% of what actually happens. So it's always fun watching it back and just seeing, you know, how they put it together and having a good laugh and seeing scenarios. We're like, oh, okay, so that's what they're using. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, now tell me this, because it feels like you haven't had as much opportunity as I would have thought to maybe spend with the ladies to sit and have a chat? Now, maybe obviously it's the way it's been cut and things like that, but have you actually had a fair amount of time with whoever it's chosen prior to the finale that we'll see? Did you really feel you got to know them and show them who you were as much as you would like?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. It's
100%. You
know, it's that 100%. It's dating on steroids. You have so much time with them and have such inflated conversations about everything. So you certainly have a lot of time with each other to go over everything, and you don't see it all on telly, unfortunately. But you know, it's good. I 100% think I've got
good.
Or had a lot of time.
To be honest, I'm actually looking forward to speaking to you properly without having to, you know, go over the same answers the same way you have been. I know how difficult it is. So we're just going to put a little bit of filth into your day.
Exactly right, Richie. We've been following, everyone take a shot, your journey through this whole experience. And we've been doing a little bit of something. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we've been spicing up some of your commentary during the show by doing a little something we call this.
We're talking about S-E-X.
Oh, my God.
You filthy animal.
This is Filthy Richie.
Mate, you are just a straight-up dude from the West. That's all it is. You're just a nice guy trying to find yourself a lady love. But if we beep out references to roses and dating, even the odd family, we've been making your experience on The Bachelor a little bit more filthy. Have you heard any of this before?
I haven't, but it sounds like you guys are going to replay a message from me working offshore, so it's going to be good.
So, mate, strap yourselves in, because this is your time on The Bachelor, Roven Sam, filthy style.
So, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to an epic first.
Yeah?
So, have you ever been on a like this before?
I definitely have not been on a like this before.
So, I thought this would be a fantastic opportunity to show my and really get to know each other.
I'm actually so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Okay.
I've been a few in my time. She's got these massive, beautiful that really draw me in. Being raised by two women, one thing that I've learned is girls love right now, I kind of feel like I've got an idea, but I really want to sit down with her and have a really good, deep Nikki's incredible fun. And my goodness, she can with high heels. Rachel's a fantastic girl.
Oh.
You know, we're at the same stage of our lives. On our first date, we talk shit. Ever since I was a little kid, I've got such fond memories of going. It's just what I love to do with my friends and family. All right, ladies, can I get you to help me with my for a sec? Me and Alex really have something special. But at the last cocktail party, God, Alex showed me pictures of her. This is our moment to shine together, and I'm going to your butt. I can feel the blood go straight to the surface of my. With four brothers and Jen and John, Rachel's family can certainly fill a. Ladies, thank you so much. It's been so much fun with you all.
Well done, Richie.
Richie. Gee whiz.
That is the best thing I've ever heard, guys. Thank you so much. That's almost as good as those Vine videos.
Well, mate, best of luck holding it all as secret as it can for the next 48 hours. We will have your final two ladies on tomorrow, and then you and your lady love on Friday.
#TeamNikki.
Richie Strawn, best of luck on the run home, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Thanks, Richie.
Roven Sam. This is Roven Sam's Office Survivor. Start work, do work, end work.
Fly Virgin Australia to Samoa's luxurious Sinalae Reef Resort and Spa to enjoy sun-kissed days and star-filled nights.
Yes, indeed. We are now down to four. Bradley sent home yesterday, Sam. Erin, let's just recap. Erin is hanging tough.
Yep.
She is the last of the marketing team, but now we are down to individual immunity.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got Danny.
My personal favourite. Danny, he's so cute.
He's a straight-up bloke who's playing a clean game.
Mate, he's just having a good time.
Elena, she's a dark horse. She's the one who's flying under the radar, but she is winning strong at the moment. Last immunity went to her and Handsome Jack. What hasn't been said about Handsome Jack? He's handsome. The name says it all.
Mate.
You know him as 3, 2, 1...
Don!
He's trying to redeem himself. How will he go today? Another challenge. Immunity on the line. How many times do you walk around a building going, hey, you?
Yep.
Wouldn't we all want to live in a world with name tags? Remembering names, remembering faces. Very important to survival, especially in the office.
Office survivors, we're down to our final four.
Here's today's challenge. Memory. Having to remember the faces of people you don't give a stuff about. That is a core part of the office survival technique. You will be shown five faces. Remember their name and their title. You'll get 10 seconds to memorise, and then using your cards in front of you, you lay out the faces and match them to the names and their title in the office. First person to get it correct, safe from the vote at the staff meeting.
Office survivors, are you ready? Your time starts now.
Screen off.
Go! Go, go, go! Okay, Danny, slow and steady wins the race, he thinks. Alina's mate, she's killing it.
Different strategies here. Erin is trying to remember them as they came up on screen. Alina's going with a straight line down.
Jack's actually coming very close. He's almost got it down pat.
One in four shot.
Jack,
at
you
immunity.
Done?
Jack has his finished. Is he confident to lock it in, though?
Lock
he's
it
pausing.
In.
He's
you
hesitating.
Lock it in.
Jack says he has it.
Jack,
Erin is
Jack.
Next.
Oh my God, this is so nervous. Where's my piece of paper with the answers? Jack, Erin, Alina, Danny. Let's do this. You're
Jack
incorrect.
Jack is wrong. Erin, second.
Nope, you're incorrect, Erin.
Alina.
Wins immunity.
Yay!
You are right.
Alina, back to back, you win immunity. Congratulations, you sexy fox.
Danny, Jack, Erin, sorry to say, one of you will have their out-of-office notification turned on. Yes, indeed. We head into the staff meeting vote, where, of course, original alliances still exist. Danny, Alina, Jack on one side, Erin on the other. However, the ladies have been talking, and maybe there is an alliance happening between Erin and Alina. Will it come out in the vote? Wow. Just wait and see.
Erin, how are you feeling about the vote today?
Look, I'm pretty sure my head's on the chopping block.
They're the three last in their
original teams.
Are you saying original team alliances are still coming into play?
Yeah, definitely.
Guys, welcome to the staff meeting, where today somebody's hopes of going to Samoa crushed! Alina, quite clearly you have immunity. So Danny, Handsome Jack, Erin, all three of you are vulnerable.
Time to vote.
Wait a minute. We have a split vote. It is a tie.
Two votes, Erin.
Two votes, Jack. As per
traditional survivor rules.
We'll come back after the break. As per traditional survivor rules,
here's what happens on a split vote.
We're going to vote once again. If we tie again, we vote a third time, but this time, Jack and Erin become immune, and it flips to being Danny and Alina who are up for the vote. However, in this case, Alina, you have immunity.
Which would mean Danny,
you automatically would go home.
Oh, but he's so cool. It's now time to vote. First vote, Erin. Second vote, Jack. Third vote, Erin.
That's two votes, Erin.
One vote, Jack.
The fourth and final vote.
The next person voted out of Office Survivor.
Erin.
We're sorry. The staff have voted. Your out of office notification has been switched on. So when it seemed like there was a chance that Danny could go home,
did you think it was your opportunity to stay in this game?
When we did the first vote, Alina pointed at Jack, so then I knew the first one she was going to vote for Jack. And then the second one, I saw her and Jack have a little wink at each other, so
I kind of knew.
I think I'd like Danny to win.
Danny!
Danny doing it for his kids.
I love Danny.
Trying to make him proud, yet to receive a single vote.
I know.
He is a likable lad. Elena, last woman standing and handsome Jack. Well, you think you got a target on you, but man, he scrapes by once again. Yes, we're having fun with this.
Sure.
But it's getting cutthroat as well.
It is.
They really are taking this very seriously, and why not? A trip to the Synalae Reef Resort and Spa in Samoa. If you haven't checked out our Instagram account to see how stunning this place looks. Untouched, beautifully preserved island paradise, Flying Virgin Australia.
And you can also check out all the videos of our Office Survivor on todayfm.com.au.
But they are playing well. It's getting to the pointy end. It wraps up this week. Roven Sam's Office Survivor. Woof. Who will take it out?
Roven Sam.
Time to enter the judge-free zone.
Get yourself to our world-famous rooftop with Keith Urban. Simply by just telling us something. Doesn't have to be a big deal. Doesn't be a huge deal. It could just be, you know what, guys? I sometimes leave Vegemite in the butter. I'm gonna start things right now.
Okay, go.
I will take butter.
Yeah.
Spread it on my toast.
Sure.
I'll get Vegemite.
Sure.
Spread it on. Then I want more butter. Sometimes there's Vegemite in the butter. I just leave it there.
Oh, that's annoying. What happens?
That's your judge-free zone, Sam.
It's perfectly fine.
Thank you very much.
Julie and Miranda, welcome to the Judge Free Zone.
Hi, Rove and Sam. How are you both today?
Very good.
Well, Julie, what do you want to get off your chest?
Well, I'm going to get it off my chest. It's a bit hilarious, but no judgment, please.
Of course not.
Sure.
We've got a bit of an awful boss in the office.
Oh.
And, yeah, she's very passive-aggressive, and she's been quite mean for a long time.
Oh,
and,
I can't relate.
Yes. So what I do is I've been going in for months and changing her aircon up to high on heat. And I pull her door shut so it's like a hot box in there. And then we open it just before she comes in. And she's now, because it's been going on for months, she's boiling, thinking she's going through menopause. And because it's given us all stress relief, I've coerced the whole office in now and we all do it to her because she doesn't know how to change the aircon. And now she's
they never do at that end of the scale, do they?
Surely.
How do I patch a phone through? Nice one.
Hilarious.
Doesn't it make you feel good, Julie? Just to know it's one for the little battler, the little worker bee in the office.
Yes. It's a bit of like sucked in. This is making us happy. Just doing this trick to her, and she literally is getting hot and cold sweats. And now it's making all of us excited for the day who changes the aircon.
That's it. Could be anyone. Nicely done, Julie.
Julie, we think it's brilliant. Georgina and Padstow, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Very well. Welcome to the judge-free zone. What would you like to get off your chest?
Okay, well, see, I've got the mother-in-law for myself. Like, she's been giving me never good enough for a sperm.
Oh,
like, the ex-girlfriend was so much better.
Screw the ex-girlfriend.
One of those ones.
Mate, where is she now? Porking somebody else.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Georgina? You're turning up her air conditioning? What are you doing?
Oh, worse. Every time I go over her house, I just happen to need to use the toilet, get a toothbrush, start scrubbing the toilet, scrubbing the floor, anything, and her bathrooms never look so much cleaner as when I do it and put it back nice and innocently. And it's my sweet revenge, and she doesn't have any idea.
Georgina, you evil, brilliant human. Does your does your hubby have any idea that you do this?
No, he has no idea. He probably does now because he's probably listening.
I was going to say, Georgina, are you in there now? You seem like you're sort of hiding.
I will be now.
You've never slipped up, and she's never accidentally found a pube on the toothbrush or something by accident, has she? It's like a serial killer. She leaves no mark.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't let anyone into my house.
I feel bad that I confessed to sharing my wife's toothbrush now. I don't know what's going on in our house.
Karina in Laidlaw Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Judge Free Zone. What would you like to get off your chest?
I'd like to get off my chest. I've been holding on to this one for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. When I was 9 years old, I made my grandpa a sandwich. And I thought I was putting tuna on the sandwich, and I gave it to him. And he ate the whole sandwich, and he looked at me and he said, "Can you make sure your grandmother doesn't buy that tuna again because it's really bland and it's not very nice?" But he ate the sandwich because he felt bad. I took the plate out, and it turns out that I accidentally gave my grandfather cat food.
He'd be used to it.
Grandpa.
He'd be used to it.
He he's so cute, and he probably made the sandwich to make sure everyone didn't feel bad.
In fairness, Karina, yeah. Do they have cats?
We did have cats. So
it wasn't there anyway. It was because they had cats, right? It wasn't just like, well, there was cat food in the. Do you have cats? No, they never had cats. He got caught out.
Karina.
Oh, my God.
The poor little thing.
But good to know that it doesn't taste good. I've always wondered.
And now I'm not tempted
to. What is aspic?
Serve it up.
Okay. Wow, it's a tough one this morning, Sam.
You decide. I can't ever decide.
Look, I really like Georgina getting revenge with the toothbrush. I want to make that very clear.
I kind of like Julie.
Julie's spreading the love.
Julie.
She's spreading the evil love with the turning the temperature up in the boss's office. Sure. Julie, it's yours.
Yep, congratulations.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much, guys. I'm going to keep it going.
Now, yes, please.
You're so fun.
So, Julie, you're on your way to the world famous rooftop with Keith Urban, you
awesome.
And three friends. You can all come in and muck around with our thermostats.
Yeah.
Excellent. I can't wait.
but a big shout out to Georgina as well. We can send her a toothbrush side by DNCE. Why don't we do that? Have fun. Wasted time. Keith Urban's new single from the album Ripcord. You can download it and stream it now. Keep listening for your chance to be on the world famous rooftop with the man himself. Closing it off as we do. Judge Free Zone. Let's get out. Evil geniuses. I loved it.
Me too. So good.
Thank you, Sam Frost, for another delightful podcast.
Thank you, Rove McManus, for being such a chippy little thing.
Look, I put my winning chipper attitude down to our friends at Snooze.
They really are very good at taking out the guesswork of buying a bed.
Yeah, they're so good at helping to identify what type of bed like best suits your needs. I reckon this must be what online dating is like, but with a bed that you're happy to end up with.
I'm not certain it is anything like that.
Well, each to their own, I guess. Anyway, I'm off for a nice romantic dinner with my bed right now.
Don't you mean your wife?
Yeah, my human wife.
Okay, say hello to Taz for me.
I will, and I'm sure Snooze sends her regards too.
I don't think your wife's name is Snooze.
What? Anyway, gotta run. Yoinks!
Wow, it really is amazing what a little Snooze can do.